and don't necessarily represent the opinions of Quenny Broadcasting.
6 minutes after 10 o'clock, it's our second hour of the Lauren Brooker Show Monday morning. We're back with the roundtable. Our guests will be Quenny West Councillor Edgerton Boyce and Belleville Councillor Catherine Brown for our roundtable. But here, we're in it. It's the 27th day of February, and we are going to bring you the candidates.
The Lauren Brooker Show now presents Meet the Candidates, your opportunity to find out more about the people running for provincial office in your riding on 800-CJBQ.
And that's right. Our candidate today is the Liberal candidate for Bay of Quinte. We say hello to Dave O'Neill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to everyone in your audience.
Of course, we're also repeating this on your TV on Kojiko, so you might be watching this after the time. But if you're joining us live, you are welcome to give us a call. Your questions and your comments for Dave O'Neill, 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546. Well, Dave, you kind of have a famous political name in this area, but you're not your father. You're your own guy. And tell us about Dave O'Neill. Who is Dave O'Neill?
Well, my father hasn't been in politics now for 30 years. I'm a successful two-term councillor at Quinte West. I have the majority of the council in Quinte West supporting me. And that's because I do my homework. I ask the questions. I may not agree with everyone, but I do it respectfully.
Respect is something that may or may not have left politics on a provincial and federal level. For sure, and even sometimes it appears at Quinte West Council. But I'm glad you brought up, how are you going to make sure that politics remain respectful if you are successful in this job? It's a different animal when you get to that provincial level.
Well, I feel I've always been respectful, kind, generous. And if you treat people that way, you should be treated the same.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about yourself. You're an accountant?
I'm a retired accountant. I own various business properties that I rent out. I'm really heavily, even before I was in politics, involved in charitable organizations. I worked on the YMCA Strong Kids campaign. I'm still involved in the YMCA campaign for pickleball that raises a huge amount of money.
Right, yeah.
I helped fundraising with Trenton Memorial Hospital. I have my Smart Serve, and I've worked with the Kinsman Club at different bars raising money for them.
So if all else fails, go work in a bar.
I can do that, yes. But I want to do it to help. I don't want the money for it.
Right.
I've got along. My father's the same thing. He helped charities. He helped everyone else. And I think that's what everyone needs to do. It makes people a better place altogether.
Are you born and bred here, born and raised here in Quinte West, in the Quinte region?
I've lived 1975. I live right across the road from the house since 1975. I was born here. And I've got lots of friends here. And I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. My family, I've got a house beside me with my single daughter and twins. My mom lives in Trenton. All my daughters live around the area. I love this area.
Yeah.
I want to do more for it.
Your roots are firmly placed here in the Quinte region.
That's correct, and they're not going to change.
So this election is, you know, kind of, they're calling it a snap election. You know, Premier Ford decided to call this election, he says, because of he needs a mandate to deal with the potential tariffs that we might get down south from the President of the United States. Of course, your leader, Bonnie Crombie, the leader of the Ontario Liberal Party, and Marit Stiles, the leader of the NDP, said, hey, you don't need a mandate. We're willing to work with you to help Ontarians if the worst case scenario happens. But we're here in an election. What made you decide to run?
I didn't decide to run till the day before the election call. I really disagree with a lot of Doug Ford's policies, what he's done. I don't think he thinks ahead. For example, when he reduced the education taxes, it's called payments in lieu, where let's say the Air Force Base is charged for taxes and we're supposed to get all that money back. The way Doug Ford changed it, we got shortchanged $1 million. And then Doug Ford says, well, that's your problem. It's a federal problem. It's not a federal problem. He's the one that created the problem. Then he gives us money for a couple of years on it, but that problem is still going to be ongoing. He doesn't think into the next step. He makes a lot of decisions without thinking about the consequences. And that's one of the reasons I'm running in this election. And to the same thing, this is a needless election in the winter when all the politicians' efforts should be concentrated with the threats from President Trump. Doug says he needs a mandate to effectively fight that issue, but he already has a mandate. He's got 83 of 124 seats. The reason he called this election was to get it over so he can have 4 more years in power. That's what I feel. Before the report and the investigation on the Greenbelt scandal gets released.
Well, there's already been a story about the Greenbelt scandal. One of his employees that came out just the other day, and there's a lawsuit that is going with that. But that the political idea of running an election or going into an election which is best for you politically is not something that's unique to conservatives. I think that every political party in this country who has been in power has done or would do the same thing.
That doesn't mean it's right. And that's one of the reasons I thought about, too. Remember Peterson's, I don't know what year.
1990.
That he called it.
Right.
And he lost. And I know more of the background story on that because my dad was around then. But don't be opportunists. You need to think of what's best for the people and not just yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people don't seem to care much about this election. We're not seeing a lot of signs. We were talking about that on the show yesterday, and maybe it's because the ground is frozen and it's hard to put them in. But I am going to guess that the turnout is going to be fairly low on the 27th. What are you finding at the doors? Are you finding that people are, I think some of them might be even surprised there's an election campaign going on right now.
I don't think there's a lot of knowledge about it. I think the last election, when it was a snap election or just one, the Ford government sent a lot of people down here to get the people out for conservatives to vote. That's not going to happen this election. So I think I've got a good chance of winning. It's a long shot. He's the incumbent. It's the party in power. But I think there needs to be better done than what's being done right now. Can I keep going?
Well, okay. Sure, go ahead.
Well, the Conservative Party in the Bay of Quinte has a lot more money, volunteers, and time to prepare for this election. They're going to need all those advantages. I'm a far superior candidate to serve as an MPP in the Bay of Quinte riding, as far as I feel.
Well, there was an election 5 months ago, right?
Yep.
And so there's probably some election fatigue. There's confusion probably amongst the voters between what's going on federally and what's going on provincially. When you knock on the doors, what are people saying to you?
Well, I was planning on knocking doors tomorrow, but I'm going to go to Jack Arthur's funeral. He's well-respected in the area. We're trying to organize for door knocking. The problem is the weather.
Yeah.
I don't want any of my volunteers to be slipping or hurting. We'll try and get out. Same thing with signs. You say you don't see a lot of signs. Our party doesn't have a lot of money. I'm going to only spend what we have. I'm not going to put our local organization into debt. I will spend as much as I can and as frugal as I can.
Do you think that, you think, Dave, that you're up against a juggernaut with the conservatives?
I think it's going to be hard to win, but I'm going to try.
And I know you are. There's no question. But here's the interesting thing. The last election a few months ago, Tyler Alsop only really won in Quinte West. That's where he was successful. You are incredibly well-known in Quinte West.
And liked.
So if something is going to change, it would potentially happen in Quinte West. And you might be the catalyst for that because of, as you said, two successful terms. The fact you've done so much in the community. There's an opportunity for you to kind of change the momentum of this election locally because of your Quinte West connection.
I'm hoping for that. If it does happen, it happens, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And I realize I want to win. I want to do this, but there's other more important things in life than this. If I lose, I still will have my life. I'll still have my family and all my friends.
Now, are you taking a month away from Quinte West Council?
Yes, absolutely. It's been crazy because I had to get my candidate's papers. I had to find an office. I'm using my own office. I didn't have to rent anything. I've got all the supplies there. I've got internet there. I'd love to have an office in Belleville, but because of the timing and because of the cost, I'm going to do what's physically responsible and have it just in Trenton.
Okay. All right. So this is a bare bones, fiscally responsible campaign being run by Dave O'Neill. 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546 is the number to call if you have a question for the candidate. Michelle in Frankfort, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Great. I just wanted to congratulate Dave. I'm encouraged by his nomination for office for MP. I think he has a lot to offer. He's a humble guy. He's done a lot in the community. And I encourage all listeners to jump aboard the Dave O'Neill train for hope for the future for the Bay of Quinte. I think that his fiscal responsibility for moving forward is, one that's very well thought out. And I can see that he's moving quickly and he's put together a great team and it's great. I'm very hopeful.
Apparently, apparently Michelle is supporting you, Dave, without any doubt.
It's a positive win for the community.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I don't have a question. That is my comment.
Okay, a comment, no question. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that, and I will do my best to make you proud if I get elected.
If you get elected. Well, there's a lot of issues. Obviously, nobody in this country, Dave, is going to complain about a unification of this country, a Canada first policy when it comes to dealing with the Donald Trump regime down south. So obviously the Liberals and the NDP and the Ontario Greens are going to fight on other things. What are some of those things that you are going to wage campaign warfare on against the Doug Ford government? Some of the things you may be looking at.
I've had focus on three top priorities. Actually, they were the same as when I ran for election in Quinte West. Healthcare, education, and affordable housing are the three campaign priorities. Healthcare, I thought, was way and above the most important. But after meeting with Mark Kirkpatrick at Loyalist College,
right,
I think we're having a real problem with the education and Loyalist College. We cannot afford to lose Loyalist College here. I've been a big supporter of Loyalist College. I'm the member of the Friends of Loyalist College Board. It's critical Ontario support our rural college for healthcare and manufacturing workforce in the Bay of Quinte. Loyalists and other rural colleges are in dire financial situations. Loyalists is looking at a projected $40 million gross revenue loss for 2025-26 fiscal year. I feel the college's financial problems are a direct result of provincial underfunding since the Ford government was elected. Ontario's funding for post-secondary institutions is the lowest of Canada's provinces. And I sat down with President Kirkpatrick at Loyalist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's to the point, he could retire. He's staying there because he feels so strongly that this needs to be improved. And it's under the Ford government, this has got way worse.
Well, we had the President Kirkpatrick on the show on Tuesday. And the funding failure isn't Doug Ford's funding failure. This has been going on the same funding failure since 2015.
Well, you're partially correct.
Well, this was from his mouth.
Okay. Well, Loyalist had their tuition fees for domestic students cut 10%. That's a direct result of Doug Ford. Loyalists had their tuition fees frozen. That's a direct result of Doug Ford. And with these cuts and frozen, they did not get any more money back. So I feel it's a Ford government problem.
Okay.
Created
so
by them.
It clearly, it's absolutely asinine that the student funding hasn't changed since 2015 for Loyalist College or any college across Ontario, Dave. So what would a Liberal Party do to ensure that colleges are funded properly, and where does that money come from?
Well, we could take it from the $200 Doug Ford gave away to everyone.
Well, that $200 is gone. So let's talk about if you get elected.
That money will be coming back in taxes later on. We won't spend that. We can take it from the $1.9 million that he misspent where the contracts early for the local beer stores. There's lots of ways from new taxes. It's what the way he's spending money now is not the way he should be. And Loyalists, we cannot in this region afford to lose Loyalist College.
Well,
we need to give them funding, committed funding, so they know they can run their programs. The programs that were cut, the culinary program, the radio broadcasting program, we need Loyalists here. It provides for the nurses in Quinney Healthcare. It provides for the restaurants here.
But Loyalist isn't going. I mean, Loyalist has cut their $40 million shortfall for sure. They need more funding. But according to the president, the healthcare programs are full. There's a huge waiting list for radiation technology courses. The radio program has been gone for a few years, so this isn't this round of cuts. The culinary thing is unbelievable to me that after spending so much money that it is going to. So the fact of the matter is that the federal liberal minister went on the air, according to Mark, went on television saying that our college system is a sham and we shouldn't have these students here. So they're not applying to come here.
And that was not right by the Federal Liberal Party. I don't totally disagree with that. There's problems in both federally and provincially doing it. Loyalist needs committed funding to know they can run the programs for a number of years.
Right. And you and I think, are in 100% agreement that 2015 levels of funding is not acceptable in 2025.
And for a rural college, if you cut the culinary program, you cut different programs like that, the ones that can't afford to go to school won't go. So the tuition is the same, but if you have to travel somewhere else to get it, you won't go.
Do you think Bonnie Crombie understands this and this is a priority for her? Because at the end of the day, if she becomes the premier of Ontario in this election, she's going to have this on her plate.
When she becomes premier of Ontario, and if I'm elected, she will hear from me on my points. I'm not afraid to say what I think. I'm not afraid of losing my job. I want to do what's best for the people in our area and make sure that we get everything we need.
Let's go to the phones. Annette, you're on 800 CJBQ with Liberal candidate Dave O'Neill.
Thank you. Mr. O'Neill, I wanted to say you've got my vote. You sound like a really, down-to-earth guy. And the only question I have is, will there be cake when you win?
I sure hope so. Actually, if I win, I will order a cake, and you're welcome to come. I don't know where it is yet.
So, Annette, I mean, really, you have a guy who's running for a hugely important job, and I'm not trying to, belittle your comments, but this is your question is about cake? I mean, do you have a question about some of the important issues? Infrastructure, healthcare?
I listened to what he had to say, and, there's no way I'm going to vote Doug Ford.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. It is at 10:25. We'll take our first break of this hour. As Dave O'Neill continues our conversation, he wants to be your MPP in the Bay of Quinte riding in Toronto at Queen's Park. 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546.
There's just one place to go for new and good used appliances. Smitty's Appliances has the best price and selection. After the sale, Smitty says it's service that's important. Smitty has been servicing the Quinte area for 50 years. That speaks for itself. There's a big inventory of new and used appliances available for same-day delivery at Smitty's Appliances. River Road, Corbyville.
Be fussy, call hussy.
Want to sell your home? Be
fussy and call Hussy.
Everyone knows Sandra is fussy. It's what makes her such an amazing realtor. Just ask any of her many clients. Your home is your single biggest investment. Whether you're selling and getting your investment back or buying and just starting out, Sandra's hard work and dedication will make sure you get the most out of it. When it comes to getting the best investment, you want Sandra Hussy Exit Realty.
SandraHussy.ca.
CJBQ wants to help you turn up the romance this Valentine's Day. Join Brian DeCare weekday mornings and listen for the heartfelt hit of the day. If you're the first caller through, you'll instantly qualify to win a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Avondale Flowers and Gifts, a stunning white gold diamond necklace from Griffin Jewelry Designs, and a $150 gift card for a romantic dinner at the Boathouse Seafood Restaurant. Brian DeCare announces the winner on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Turn up the romance with the heartfelt hit of the day on 800 CJBQ. From politics to sports to the silver screen, it's the Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ.
Good day, sunshine.
10:27 is the time. It is Meet the Candidate. Today's candidate is Bay of Quinte Liberal candidate for member of provincial parliament, Dave O'Neill. Dave is a councillor in Quinte West on their council there, and he is joining us in studio today. Our phone line's open, 613-969-1545. You're also watching us on your TV and at a later date. So don't call. There's nobody here to answer it, but certainly you'll be able to meet and get to know Dave. And Dave, you know, it's a daunting task to think of trying to help repair or bring your ideas or the ideas of the Liberal Party to this province. 15 million people, a huge chunk of the entire continent of Europe could fit in Quebec and Ontario together. You know, the folks up north have a completely different need than the folks down here in the Quinte region, and it's also important. So, I mean, it's something that this is serious. This is a serious thing. And people here in the Quinte region, Bay of Quinte, are relying on whoever our MPP is to try to help us to make our lives better every day.
I agree. And I want to focus on the needs of our riding first, the needs of all Ontario. But the focus for me, the people that elect me are the people in the Bay of Quinte. And, for example, loyalists, we can't afford to lose it, and that would be one of my priorities. When Bonnie's premier, and if I'm elected, I will be telling her, you need to give them committed funding. You need to do this. It's a rural college. We need to offer as many programs at this rural college that people don't have to travel, because if they have to travel and they have limited incomes, they may not go secondary education.
Right, and that's the whole point of community colleges when they were put in by Bill Davis, right? By the Davis government, is to have these colleges in areas that aren't necessarily Toronto or Ottawa or Hamilton or London or Windsor. So everybody has access to education, which is the most important thing. Even I had some education, believe it or not. So,
was it in radio broadcasting?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Okay.
I love your dry sense of humor. It's good. Okay. Mark, good morning. You're on with Dave O'Neill.
Good morning. I know you had an event last night at, well, I don't know what it's called now, Shoeless Joe's, or used to be Moviola's.
It was Shoeless Joe's.
You're going to have a town hall or some such event in the next couple of weeks.
I've committed to a lot of debates. I don't know about a town hall. There's lots of debates I'm going to. You'd be welcome to come to those and talk to me.
When's the next one?
I'm going to one Monday night in Wellington at the
Wellington Arena. Somewhere closer to non-county?
There's a chamber event in Belleville I'm going to. There's the teachers event in Trenton I'm going to. I don't have the exact dates on me. If you phone...
I've got a link here. Actually, I'm texting with your sister-in-law right now as we speak.
Okay.
Morgan.
Okay. I'm sure you can get that information, or if you, on our Facebook page, Vote David O'Neill, if you ask a question there, we'd be happy to give you that information.
Excellent. Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Let's go up to Frankfurt. Robert, good morning. You're on CJBQ.
Good morning. I guess... I'm going to ask my question, then I'll hang up and listen. First of all, there's no way that I'm going to vote for Doug Ford anymore because, I mean, the scandals that have been going on and the money that he's been spending on things that are not helping people is something I can't tolerate anymore. My question is, for this area, healthcare has become a huge issue. It is an issue for me. In my 67 years, I've never been without a doctor. I'm now without a doctor. And so what I'd like to know is, what is the Liberal government going to do to improve healthcare across Ontario, get people doctors, improve the waiting times in hospitals, make things better for people from a healthcare standpoint? Because Doug Ford is not doing it. In fact, he's making it worse. So anyways, I'll hang up and I'll listen to your question or to your answer.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. What is, what is Bonnie Crombie going to do to ensure every man, woman, and child in this province has access to a primary care physician?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for the question. She released, a brochure or something. Her plan is for every family doctor or every doctor, a doctor for everyone in the province. She's got a 4-point plan to deliver it. She wants to educate, attract, and retain thousands of new domestic and internationally trained foreign students, improve the Ontario Health Team Network using massively expand access to family doctors practicing in teams. She wants to modernize medicine, put an end to fax machines once and for all, and make appointments available on evenings and weekends. And she wants to make sure no one has to choose between using a walk-in clinic and having a family doctor. That is one of my top priorities. 28,000 people in our riding and 2.5 million people in Ontario do not have access to primary care. It's not just the doctors, it's the healthcare workers. We need to educate, attract, and retain new and internationally trained healthcare workers. We need to make it easier for internationally trained healthcare workers to start to practice in Ontario. I have a friend, lived here, moved to the States. His daughter got a nursing degree in the States, and she had to wait so long just to get approved to be here. We need to make that a lot better. I've had some experience in the emergency rooms here. We need to shorten the emergency room time, wait time visits. We need to reduce surgery wait times. And we need to preserve and expand services in our regional hospitals here. And I don't think the Ford government realizes if you have 4 different locations, it's a lot more expensive to run something than just one location. So her goal is to have everyone in Ontario have a family doctor, and I agree with you. Doug Ford's been in 6 years. Things have gotten worse, not better.
Okay, let's go to Doty. Doty, you're on CJBQ. Doty's in Wellington. Good morning.
Good morning. My question for David is with regards to seniors. I have never, ever, as a senior, heard a candidate at any level say they were going to make seniors their priority. And I'm not referring to the construction of new nursing homes and external support services that have very stringent criteria. I'm talking about seniors who want to remain in their homes and cost of living that actually allows a senior to be able to do that, which ultimately is much cheaper for both levels of government than it is to have us all shuffled into nursing homes. I'd like to know, David, what your plan is to support seniors to be able to remain in their homes. And I respectfully would say, I don't want to hear, we need, we need, we need. I want to hear how you are going to do this.
Thank you.
I will hang up as well and listen to the response. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Jody. Appreciate calling in today. Seniors obviously make up a large part of our Quinte region. And I think a lot of us in this country believe that if you've contributed to this country your whole life, you should be able to finish off your life in Ontario with some level of comfort and not having to work a part-time job if you're 82, unless you want to. And so seniors' issues are big, and we've heard a lot of the Dave, we've heard a lot of the candidates talking about doubling ODSP and things like that. But what about your everyday senior?
I agree with Dodie 100%. It's cheaper to have them live at home. It's better for the seniors to live at home. We need to have programs that support the seniors at home. We need to fund those programs more. If you're talking the Ontario Disability Support Program, like that, Bonnie's plan is to double that, which is, I think, perfect. We need, I'm on Hastings County Long-Term Care Committee, and there's a huge waiting list to get in there. I think Hastings County's model is great. The people get great service there. They're looked after. I think we need more long-term care facilities. But Doug Ford had a plan to create, I forget how many, and I think he's not even delivered on it at all. Actually, the number of nursing homes beds has gone down. So that's another reason that I think the Doug Ford...
I think there's a lot of... I mean, certainly in this area, we have long-term care homes being built as we speak, right? So, I mean, these are not, you know, things that you can just open overnight. There's certainly shovels in the ground on Dundas Street, and
the problem is the number of nursing home beds have gone down. You look, there's nursing homes in Toronto, and they're closing because of the regulations. Ford said he'd do things for nursing homes to improve them. The number of actual nursing homes, not the ones government run, but the overall number have gone down and not increased like he said they would.
Okay, Nancy, good morning. You're on 800-CJBQ.
Good morning. I just have a quick question. I hear a lot of our people that are running for and asking for our votes saying about the fact that our health system's so terrible and our education system and so on. My question is, the money is given out to these individuals or institutions in good faith that it will be spent in the right places. And if it's mismanaged, I want to know how that's the government's fault. It seems like administration grows in these health institutions and that the nurse and doctor care gets lesser and the beds get closed. So I want to know why that's the government's fault. And I just heard the part about the nursing homes being closed and so on. We had a lot of nursing homes that weren't following protocol during COVID and were losing people. And I'm assuming because of rules and regulations that that is why they're closed. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Nancy. The question is, yeah, you can hand out the money, but how do you make sure that the organizations do what they're supposed to do properly with that money? Obviously, you know, there's inspections and things like that. But Doug Ford, for example, is not standing in every nursing home.
No, but for the nursing homes, they're supposed to have inspections, and there's inspections for all the thing, and they don't get their licenses unless it's done. After the shocking loss of life in Ontario's long-term facilities during COVID, Ford's government promised 58,000 new or renovated beds. Like I said, the number of beds overall has gone down.
Okay. So an investment, you think, from Bonnie Crombie and your party to make our system even better as far as long-term care?
Well, the caller said it takes a long time to do the homes. There's a huge, being on the long-term care committee, there's a huge waiting list to get in.
I know. My mother is in, and it took her quite a while to get in. And she's in a private home in Tweed, and it's a wonderful place. So, it's a very complicated situation, isn't it, Dave?
It's very complicated. The sooner we get at it, the sooner we commit funds to build these, the easier we make it for the private nursing homes to get things done. And the seniors need to be looked after, and 100%.
The NDP just announcing a $4 billion healthcare plan that would aim to add 3,500 new doctors over 4 years. How many new doctors would your party try to offer people in Ontario?
Well, Bonnie's,
that's breaking news from the NDP.
Okay. Bonnie's goal is a family doctor for everyone in the province. I think that's the number one. I don't know how many doctors, but that's her goal.
Okay. 10:42 is the time. We'll take a break. Karen's on the line. Want to hear from you as well. 613-969-1545. Our guest is Dave O'Neill. He is the candidate running for the Bay of Quinte Liberals.
On CJBQ.
Belleville Downtown Doc Fest returns February 21st to 23rd. Be a part of Belleville's annual documentary film festival, including the Friday Night Gala February 21st and live documentary screenings at 3 downtown locations. For tickets and info, visit downtowndocfest.ca.
And that's what's happening in Quinte. Brought to you by Bay of Quinte Mutual Insurance.
Bay of Quinte Mutual is your community-based insurance provider, protecting your home, business, and farm with coverage designed to meet your needs. And your premiums stay in Quinte. Visit bayofquintemutual.com, protecting what's important to you for 150 years.
The Electrolux Buy More, Save More event is on now at Arnie's. Buy two Electrolux kitchen appliances, save $350. Buy three, save $750. Only until March 5th. Redefine your kitchen experience at Arnie's Appliances, Tyonega. Everything but the taxes.
Hey there, it's your radio back again. Today we're going to play
Did You Know?
Fun facts on how radio can grow your business.
Did you know
that radio is the leading reach platform? Around 93% of us listen to the radio each week, which is higher than TV, PC use, smartphone use, and tablets. Did you know that people listen to me a lot? On average, about 12 hours a week. In fact, some say I'm irresistible. Did you know with radio you can target your dollars? It's the best way to reach millennials, Generation X, boomers, Hispanics, African Americans, men, women. Did you know that radio is growing in use? More and more people are streaming radio on their smartphones, tablets, and computers. And did you know 62% of shoppers are listening to the radio an average of 14 minutes prior to shopping? No other media comes close to that.
Did you know
that you can listen to AM radio at night? Who knew?
Hi, I'm Jody Brooker-Thompson, sales manager at Quinte Broadcasting. Radio advertising delivers big results. Call for a free marketing consultation. 969-5555.
Support the heartbeat of Quinte. Choose local with Quinte Painted Wallpaper.
For over 35 years, we've been your locally owned Benjamin Mora Paint Store. BJ here from Quinte Paint and Wallpaper. Whether you're painting one room, cabinets, or your entire home, indoors or out, Quinte Paint and Wallpaper has Benjamin Moore paints for you. Visit us in Belleville, Picton, and Highway 33 south of the 401 in Trenton, or online at quintepaint.com.
Choose local and support the heartbeat of Quinte.
More than just music, news, sports, talk, 800-CJBQ. You tuned into Talk, the stories that matter to you. The Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
Welcome back. It is Meet the Candidate. Our candidate is Dave O'Neill. He's the Bay of Quinte Liberal candidate. And, of course, you're listening to this on CJBQ. And we have almost all the other candidates coming up before the election on the 27th. Still trying to get a hold of the Green candidate for Hastings, Lennox, and Addington. And the idea here is for me to ask questions until the phone lines get lit up from you, and that's what's happening right now. So I'm not going to take up time. I'm going to let you ask the questions out there, and we'll go to Karen. Karen, good morning. You're on with Dave.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Lauren. How are you folks doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks for asking.
I'm doing great, and especially since last night. I had 5 hours sleeps, and Josh Allen won the MVP.
Right.
So this is
the good news
day.
Of the day. Love Joshy.
Good news is we all woke up on this side of the dirt this morning. So my question goes back to Jody from Wellington. Jody mentioned or asked the question, what was going to be done with regards to seniors staying in their own homes? I don't know that that was answered. I may have not heard it. I did hear that there are seniors' homes being built, which is a great. It's amazing. There's doctors coming in. They're amazing. I am a senior. And, Lauren, you mentioned about having to work part-time. Well, I have to stay working full-time in order to survive. I own my own home, but I cannot survive on Canada Pension Old Age Pension. I am divorced, no other source of income, so I work 5 days a week. I understand that ODSP is going to, there's talk on the table about increasing that or doubling that, and this may not even be this party's issue. It may be federal. I don't know. But what is going to be done or start to be done with regards to seniors, senior care, and allowing us to stay in our homes independent with an increase in either Canada Pension or Old Age Pension? I've been paying into Canada Pension since I was 15 years old. Right? So I need to be able to stay in my own home and stay independent,
so
not reside in a nursing home.
Obviously, the Canada Pension Plan is a federal issue, but what are the Ontario Liberals, I should say, going to do to make sure that Karen can actually retire and have some money and stay in her home? She sounds healthy and viable and obviously contributes every day to our society and our community. How do we make sure that she finishes her time on this planet in the place she wants to be?
I'm going to disconnect, Lauren, and I'm going to go and listen because I have to go to work.
Okay.
So thank you.
I agree that the seniors need to have more help. The big thing, it's cheaper for them to live at home. It's a better quality of life for them to live at home. We need to expand the programs for people coming to care for the seniors at home, expand their programs for providing meals at home. Like I say, that $200, it could have been much better in giving more money to the seniors. I think that would be another thing is we should increase the money given to seniors by the province. But I will be fighting for these issues. I will not be the one making the decisions, but if I get in there, I will be the one having input on what needs to be done. And I agree 100% that we need to keep seniors at home and happy as long as possible.
Okay, let's go to Angela. Angela, good morning.
Hello, thank you for running.
You're welcome, thank you.
And I'm a big supporter of green energy, especially wind. And Todd Smith was always talking about those small nuclear reactors, but they're not going to be developed or online for 10 years or more. So what are the Liberals going to do to help stop climate change? And I'll hang up and listen. Oh, and my sister phoned, and when you win, I'd like a piece of cake, too. Thank you.
Okay, I better have a couple cakes.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks for the question. That makes me think of the county. When we had all these wind projects done, and what they did, they got rid of all the turbines, everything else. What a waste of friggin' money. And I couldn't believe...
But just on the side note, it was the Liberals under Dalton McGuinty and Kathleen Wynne who developed the FIT program, which is also a giant waste of money where people made way more money than what was actually supposed to get, what they should have actually got on the electricity they created.
Okay, I'm trying to talk a local issue here. In the county.
Well, that was a local issue. There are people here who are generating money off the FIT program. So, yes, getting rid of wind turbines because the county didn't want it is one thing, but, I mean, it goes both ways.
Well, and that FIT program, I actually put solar panels up in my office. They work great, but it was crazy. They said I did it before the thing, and I couldn't get in the program. I did it ahead of time, and I get penalized for being proactive. Like, give me a break.
Well, so there you go. You're mad, too.
Yeah.
Okay, but as far as green energy, how are the Liberals looking at that?
I would say instead of, like, this carbon tax, I think is crazy. Anytime someone tells me that something's going to be revenue neutral, I'm trying to think, yeah, I'm going to have a hard time believing this. I think we need to invest a lot more in green energy. It'll reduce our dependence on the oil reserves, everything else. Yes.
Okay. Don't forget, Dave is going to have 90 seconds at the end of this broadcast to tell us why we should vote for him, and that's going to be the same for every candidate who comes on the show. Anne, good morning. You're on CJBQ.
Good morning. Hi, Dave. My question is for long term. Now, I heard you say that you were on some sort of committee.
Yes, the Hastings County Long-Term Committee, which manages or oversees the nursing homes for that Hastings County manages.
Right.
Anne, are you with us or did we lose you? Don't worry, she'll be back in a sec. It'll be fine. We can talk.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you're back now. Okay.
So I had a parent that was in Hastings County. And I've talked about this many, many times, and I've even spoken on the radio several times. I know that you think it's a great place, but I'm going to tell you that it's not a good place. I had a camera in the room. He had a private room. He was military, and the treatment that he had got. We got a lawyer, I'm not going to say where, to sue them because of the care. You guys get to see the fancy part of it and how they show you the things that they do with the residents. They don't give a damn.
Okay, and I understand, listen, that your opinion is the care at Hastings Manor is not up to snuff, and that is you have legal issues going on and so forth, and that's kind of not what I want to get into today.
I want to know what he's going to do.
I have visited Hastings County. I've had family members in Hastings County. I have friends in Hastings County. All the interactions I've had with Hastings County in that long-term home have been positive. There's going to be problems for things, but we have audits committees. If something comes up, we'll ask the questions. But on the overall scheme of things, everything I've seen there is top-notch, and I feel it's better than a private nursing home because they have people overseeing it and not just worrying about money. They're worrying about the quality of care.
Okay. Last call from Doug. Doug, you have about 30 seconds here.
That's good. How are you today, Lauren? How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay. You were talking about Ontario Disability Support Program. Just to let you know, with my check, I'm allowed $450 a month for rent. Now, if you're going to double that, you know, you talk about homeless people and all that. I'm lucky I have a place, but I'm living with elderly people right now. When they pass, I'm pretty much, you know, FUBAR. You know, like at $450 a month, it doesn't go far. The rest all is going to come out of my check.
Well, Bonnie Crombie's plan is to actually double the Ontario Disability Support Program payments. That's a lot better than it's happening now.
Okay, thank you, Doug. I know that is not maybe the answer that you want to hear. It is frustrating for people who are, in all sorts of facts, living in the province of Ontario, especially. And so many things we didn't get to today, Dave. We didn't get to infrastructure. We didn't get to homelessness. But again, we let our listeners drive these conversations. But one thing that we do for everybody is give them 90 seconds to tell us why Dave O'Neill should be the member of provincial parliament for the Bay of Quinte riding.
You mean I don't get any swag or anything for showing up?
No, but this is part of your 90 seconds.
I wish
seconds.
You told me that before. This snap election is unnecessary and expensive. It's costing Ontario taxpayers $189 million. Ford has 16 months left on his mandate. Ford should be fighting the tariffs. He quit his job just when the people of Ontario needed a premier the most. The Bay of Quinte deserves better, much better. The Ontario Liberal Party will deliver more for you. I care deeply about getting our region the services and support families need. I'm here to work with you to represent all citizens of the Bay of Quinte riding and to bring about positive change, ultimately making our region an even better place to live, work, play, and raise a family. On February 27th, let's do this together. You can count on David O'Neill to get things done for the Bay of Quinte area.
Okay, Dave, thank you so much. if somebody wants to get a hold of you or your campaign, are you on social media? How do they get a hold of you?
I've got an office in Trenton by the 401. Basically, I just set up my own office because I didn't want to spend any extra money. You can contact me there. We've got a phone number, social media. My phone number is 613-849-9750 if you'd like to get a hold of me, and I'd love to talk to you and hear what you think we need to get done here that isn't being done now. Thank you.
Dave O'Neill, the Liberal candidate for Bay of Quinte. The election is the 27th of this month. Either vote then or vote in advance polls and make sure that your vote counts. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
And thank you to everybody joining us on the program today, including our Member of Parliament for Bay of Quinte, Ryan Williams. Thank you very much, Brian, for producing our program today.